Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number,
it's been
but
too long
I keep
to let the
up.
Whole intro keep going.
Yeah, it's we don't want too, the song.
It's been too long. Fuck Drake.
Fuck Drake. We're not working on the weekend. Not today. Today's not the weekend.
Bienvenido. Welcome to Talking Ish. It's been a minute.
Que tenga mucha paz y mucha, mucho.
Amor.
Amor.
Sí.
So what's today going on? Is what? June 17, 2021.
Ooh, June 17. How long has it been since we've been here?
It's been a minute. I think like the beginning of it, the beginning of April.
We sorry, people. We miss you.
Like the beginning of April? Damn.
We do. We miss you. We miss you dearly.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, what's up with Ete? I want to know. I got to reach Ete because he was... Ete was like, yo, what's going
Ete,
on?
It's been a
minute.
A lot of people been telling me, like, yo, it's been a minute. Like, where the fuck you guys been at and shit? I'm like, bueno, times is difficult.
Let's see if I can
people start work. Yeah. Timing is off.
If I can and reach
Ete,
then we
go. All that other shit. If you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker Podcasts, Anchor.com, thank you. I appreciate you. Spotify. Overcast, all that stuff. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Poppy. And, yeah, man. It shows you how bad we it's been, right? I forgot to press. Record. I forgot your intro, bro.
Yeah, for Sancocho.
Hey, nadie te coge el teléfono. Pero la pregunta...
Yo, give me a call when you get this message.
Yo, la pregunta es...
Dime. Espérate. La jipeta ahora mismito me está costando $1,500. La jipeta...
I was gonna ask.
La jipeta yo, me tiene encojonado.
¿Qué le pasa a la jipeta, bro?
Me está costando $1,500, pero la quiero como quiera, porque es la jipeta, ya tú sabes.
Yo,
Don't you dare. Porque te doy con el micrófono. Don't do
yo,
it.
Yo, what happened with the jipeta, bro?
The jipeta's in the chop.
Yeah, she's not living up to her expectations
she
for the summer.
La jipeta needs to be pimpified.
Yo, it's
something's
been,
going on with my jipeta, and I don't like it.
You're going to have to put the jipeta to
esa
rest.
Esa la envidia que le tienen las mujeres, porque las mujeres no le
gusta
la jipeta.
But the music still goes.
Dando vuelta la jipeta. Le quito la jipeta a tu esposa. Todos los días.
So the your backup plan is que tú le robes la
jipeta a Amy. H&R Block Amy. H&R Block Amy gives up her jipeta.
Yo, so now that you say that, should we just start from there?
We can go. Let's go.
So once upon a time,
we're not gonna go into the crash dummy incidents, but okay, he's gonna go there. We even have a video.
Once upon a time. Not long ago,
because he can't talk. I got you. Once upon a time, not long ago.
Yeah, so.
Not yet, so.
I'm home, right?
Yes. We're home.
We're home. And
it's
and then like, yo, I'm taking the whip.
It's an early morning.
It was early morning, so he decides to take my whip. Yeah. So I hear my wife upstairs. Don't let him fucking take the car.
She jinxed me. The freaking lady jinxed me.
He don't know how to fucking park. So, I was sitting at the table, and he said, yo, I'm out. I was like, all right. So, while I'm sitting here, I was like, oh, shit, let me go to the front and move the car so we can have more parking. So, I opened the front door. The glass door is closed. I grabbed the key. I turned around. All I saw was Amy's car.
Flying forward.
Smashing my car. Moving my car to the car in front of it about, 5 feet?
Yes.
5 to 10 feet?
Yes.
I said no.
And?
So the explanation is what?
I literally thought I put it in park and it was in drive. and I went right up into the keister, and it cost me $1,300.
Yo, so when when you put the gear shift all the way down, you thought you put it in park?
Yes, yes, I did. And it was an early morning.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, yes, it was. You did, bro.
Listen. It was an asshole move. I was mad at myself, and then I'm sorry, I have to say it. My cunt of a sister screaming at me out the window. You fucking idiot! You don't know how to do shit!
Congratulations.
You don't know how to do nothing! Fucking idiot! You're a crest to me!
You had your back surgery, like, what, 2 or 3 days ago, right?
Her back was fucked up.
How you was but able she to
got
open
up,
the window?
She got up out that fucking window and screamed window. At me. You fucking idiot!
You stupid motherfucker!
You stupid motherfucker! I told you not to take the car!
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I felt so bad for her. At first I was stressed, but then I felt bad because she was yelling at him from the second floor of the house.
And I was stressed out as it was. Stressed the fuck out.
No! I said, yo, jump in the car and go, bro, because if you stay here, your sister's going to keep on.
You still had the fucking car!
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I was like, yo, what the fuck was that?
She's sitting at the couch, don't want to see and look at none of us because she knows she's a fucking psycho. But it's all right. We still love her.
Yo, that was...
Yeah, that was the highlight of that day. I was so stressed out. I had to pay for 2 cars now, and I was just 2 brand new cars at that.
Boo!
That sucked.
And it hurt my pocket.
You still have one more.
Oh, shut your fucking mouth. It hurt my pocket and my ego.
Yeah, but...
But it was... And then I had to listen to her fucking mouth.
I told you, it was no rush. You didn't have to rush and do it. No, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I don't care. I wanted to get...
You didn't have to rush and do it.
I'm not... But right now...
Listen,
but right now we got a bumper for sale. For anyone who wants to purchase a scat pack...
A wide-body scat pack bumper cover.
All it has is a little line on it. It's a little scratch. Well, it's kind of like a little crack on it. But for the most part, the bumper's new. So, but I just want it. You see, it's a brand new car, so it has to have a brand new bumper. But for you guys that have a Scat Pack wide body out there, right, that has a fucked up bumper, I got a good bumper for you.
It's all fake news.
It's phony stuff. It's not phony.
It didn't happen.
It's real. It happened. It did fucking happen. Oh, that's a piece of plastic. They will take care of it. If anything, I'll rip it the fuck off. But we're
he's dragging a piece of plastic on your car?
No, it's a piece of plastic. The cover. The bottom cover. Oh, hold on a second. Yeah. I'll be back, people.
Give me a second. So, yeah, I believe you. Yeah. So, so that was the situation. So, they called the body shop, and then... The body shop, you know, because my wife knows the person, and they talked and they found me the bumper cover, and then they painted. So we didn't take the car to them until they were ready to put the bumper cover on. So they painted, they received it, they did everything, and then it took about 2-3 hours, and they put the bumper cover on. Thanks to them, because I would have been asked out. But, yeah, shit happens. The same thing happened to my Durango when I first bought it when I was living in Fresh Meadows. The first week I bought the Durango, I was parking it in my driveway. There was parking right in front of my house. My wife complained, why you didn't park it in the driveway? I was like, there was parking right in front of the house. I come back from work. I have a big fucking white smudge cracked on my left side bumper. So somebody hit it and kept it moving, didn't even say nothing. So that shit kind of sucked at the same time. But and then the whole thing, the insurance and all that. But at the same time, I took the opportunity and I put a tow hitch on it. That's why I was able to tow around my jet skis and shit. So I kind of benefited out of it, but it kind of sucked at the same time because I rushed the guy to do the job. And then a lot of people didn't notice, but I noticed that the bumper cover was 2 different colors. It was the same color, but one was lighter than the other. I guess because of the sun or whatever. So they had to fix it, but you know, because we was rushing, they had to wait it so long. So I took it just like that. But a lot of people didn't notice it but me. But it's all good. And so a lot of people that don't know,
I have a 2020 wide body scat pack. Yeah, excuse me. Black on black. Everything black. Fully loaded with everything. I've been doing little mods here and there. Cosmetic mods. Throwing carbon fiber here and there. Slowly but slowly. Nothing crazy. Everything's time and price. So I think the only thing that I wanna add to it is the diffuser on the back bumper and the bottom, and it was something else. Cause I threw on the tie stickers on it. I did the Knight Rider light on the hood, the tents, the plate, the carbon fiber steering wheel cover, carbon fiber gear shift, red paddle shifters. Yeah, so everything slowly but slowly. But yeah, man, the car was out of commission.
It wasn't out of commission that long. That it shit was out got of fixed faster than my truck. Faster than my truck did.
That shit was in and out, right?
Yep, in and out. Next morning, got it.
I haven't been able to drive the potential.
Drive it to its potential.
Drive it to its potential. Because, you know, New York City.
It's hard to drive. Yeah. It's too much car for the street.
Yeah. But I love it, though. I don't think bad about the car. That I love everything of it. The only thing I don't like is the fucking gas, goddamn it. 93. You got to put 93.
And it sucks money.
Jala gasolina and jala...
Chavo.
Chavo.
Chavo. Because 93 costs chavo.
Yeah.
Dinero.
But let's see, because I'm watching the Yankee game at the same.
This fucking guy don't know if he wants to do a podcast or watch the fucking Yankee game. He's got
we both talking too, motherfucker. What the fuck are you here for?
All right, we're here. We're here to talk about.
We talk about the fucked up shit that you did not so long ago.
Yeah, but now we're gonna talk about when somebody gets anesthesia. When somebody gets anesthesia, somebody went to get their tooth pulled out today. And I won't tell you who.
But yeah, it's on my social media.
So he put it on his social media, and he just didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. He didn't even know he put it on social media.
I was
he was comatose.
Yo, I was high as shit.
He said, man. I'm high.
I could imagine how dolphins are, bro.
Listen, we're not talking about dolphins. We're talking about you. And you.
Yo, but I was high, bro. It was a fuck.
He was white girl wasted.
He fucking put the needle in my hand. And yeah, he was talking to me or whatever. He's like, oh, I'm not going to put you completely to sleep yet. And he's talking to me, and he put some shit in my mouth. And then and then he's talking or whatever.
He
and
him.
Then.
He suckered him.
He put some shit in my mouth.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
He didn't say what it was. It was some shit.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
It was the glizzy.
It wasn't the glizzy, no.
It was the glizzy.
It wasn't the glizzy, but yeah.
It wasn't the glizzy. You don't know what it was.
I know I woke up and...
He had Vaseline on his butthole.
Yo, the respect, bro.
Oh, that's my guy. I got him.
Yo, I'm still high right now. I feel like tired. Like I haven't slept for so long, yo.
He woke up. He told me he don't know why he has Vaseline on his butt cheeks. I told him, listen, I don't know what went on in the room.
Yo,
I wasn't
my
there.
Butt cheeks didn't feel awkward, all right? Please stop saying that. People are going to think they took my manhood in the dentist, right?
In the dentist. That's what you said. He said, listen, I'm not even going to go repeating it even. But it is what it is.
Yo, but...
Moving on. Moving on. Moving right along.
Moving on. So,
what's new? Besides politics, we don't have Trump.
No more politics,
there's
right?
No more Trump.
There's
now.
No more Trump and no more drama going on.
Okay.
Just the haters hating on Biden all the time, but now. Nah.
Okay, leave old man sleep.
Well, everything's going back to normal. New York, everything's opening up.
I think
supposedly.
That's too fast, but it's okay.
I think so, too. But a lot of people are happy and excited. They want shit to open up.
Let them be happy and excited.
Yeah, I think so. There are people walking around. Three people walked into the dentist's office with no mask.
I know. People walking
and
around
and they were like,
no
yo,
mask.
Put your mask on.
Yeah, just people walking around with no mask.
They're going to start running that, yo, but everything's back to normal now. Like, I don't need to wear a mask.
That's right. You go to Manhattan.
The public schools, too. Like, all government
like federal government offices or buildings, you still got to wear masks.
You go to Manhattan and you look at people, they're walking around with a mask already. They've been walking.
Yeah. Like today, when walking to the dentist's office, people walking around with a mask, and I had a mask on. Like, I looked the only retarded. Mm-hmm. Well, we looked the only retarded niggas. Well, everybody's walking around with no mask.
All right, I'd rather be safe than sorry. So
yeah, I'm still gonna be wearing it unless it's like super hot and nobody's around me. Then I'll take it off.
I
but
already had COVID anyway. But
like, know, but if somebody's next to me and I'm outside, whatever, I'm gonna put the mask on. I'm gonna keep protecting myself because you never know. Because before this pandemic and everything started, the Chinos or the Koreans, whatever, you saw always them walking around with a mask.
And they still wear masks.
And they still wear masks. And there's a reason why. People used to be like, yo, but why these motherfuckers is wearing masks? There's a reason why.
Yeah, sure.
So.
My boy's hungry. It hasn't stopped me.
Sugar-free. Sugar-free crackers. Ooh. Yeah, I'm hungry. What we need, Trudeau?
Oh. I can't eat nothing hard. No homo.
It has to be soft.
He likes it soft.
Gotta eat it soft.
And that greasy.
I can't have my stitches popping in my mouth. Whoa.
Congratulations, whoa. You played yourself.
Pause that, you gotta pause.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I got a double cl- You gotta wet it and then I can eat it. It's gonna be soft.
Congratulations,
woo! You put.
I'm just saying, so yeah.
Please don't say it, not stuff like that.
Nah, right. Yeah, you're right. Can't be saying shit like that. Fuck is wrong.
Back up on.
So,
what happened? What's going on? What's new? Let's talk about something that's new. What's new? What's new? What's happening that's new? Anything good?
We just did talk about that. Talk about that, the shit that I was saying about my fucking, my tooth.
And his glizzies. And his glizzy taking. His glizzy loving.
But I wasn't saying all that.
All right, my bad. I'm sorry.
This guy always talking about me getting a glizzy or some shit.
The glizzy. He likes them from Sonic.
Nah, loaded. They are good.
Fully loaded.
The glizzies from Sonic?
Yeah. You see this shit right here? I gotta figure out how to get rid of this. What? Chulo! Ven acá, papá. I need your help.
Rebatado de nuevo de la jipeta. Yo, wait, hold on. Let me mute this for a second. People don't need to know why you be talking over here. So, I've always been an Android guy, whatever.
Now he wants an iPhone and an iWatch.
I'm thinking about it. It's nothing crazy, whatever. I'm thinking about it. It's a possibility. I just got me an iPad Pro 12.9, and I'm loving it. It does a lot of good, interesting things. And these fucking ISO people over here, you know, they're criticizing me. So
and I don't be wanting them.
I gotta learn how to fuck with this shit. So I could, at the same time, so I could record it, and then.
This is Northwell.
Yeah. Let me get back to where I was.
In your Android.
Yeah, I'm still Android. I'm thinking about it. It's not 100% sure. I'm not coming back to the dark side. I mean, I'm not going back to the light.
Will. Yes, he will.
I think I'm staying on the dark side.
I don't think he will.
I would like to apologize to everybody that's been listening to my podcast from all over the world. And, you know, it's been a minute we recorded. You know, my co-host has been working, so the time has been crazy. And, the days that we was able to, you know, podcast or whatever, it's been, you know, the timing has been fucked up. But hopefully we're going to try to get the shit back together and try to get days in. And at least, you know, 20 minutes, half an hour recording. And at least we could get something out there, you know, talk about everything that's going on. Like right now, watching the Yankee game, they top of the second, man out first at third. Andujar is batting up. They just did a triple play to the Blue Jays. They are, did a double play, right? Oh, and he missed it. He missed a double play. The Yankees score. Wow. They get the.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
They get that big time. Wow. Missed a double play. Gardner goes to third. And Duha goes to first, and Sanchez, Torres scores.
So now he wants to be a fucking sportcaster over here. What else are we doing?
Oh, you want to talk about the Mets? They're in first place. They're doing pretty good. You knew that?
Yes.
Nah, you didn't know that.
Did,
no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You a fucking, you a bandwagon from the back seat, nigga.
Okay, I'll be from the back seat, but I still get it on my phone. I'm fine.
He's a bandwagon for the back seat.
I'm fine with that, but I get it.
Because you
my
think
phone.
You wear that bright ass orange shirt, you a fucking true Mets fan?
Listen,
get the fuck out of here.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah, you did play yourself.
I get it on my phone.
Because you drink out of a fucking Mets cup, you make a, you a Mets fan?
You fucking right.
You get another.
Congratulations, you played right. yourself.
Fucking right, I am.
You don't even know what's going on right now with the Mets, huh?
I haven't been. I've been working. I haven't been working.
Oh, excuse me, you've been working.
I work hard.
Oh.
I work hard
for the money. Oh, mira esto. He works hard.
So hard for the money. So hard for the money.
Somebody need Jesus.
Who? Is that you? Because you needed Jesus this morning.
I needed Jesus this morning. Yeah, you're right. This weekend is Father's Day, my dad's birthday.
Yeah. You like those? Those are new.
Those are comfortable, too.
Those are new.
Those are just Robert be buying.
Mira, Robert.
I mean, Chulo, a.k.a. Chulo. Those are the recyclable, they use recyclable material.
No.
Yeah, recyclable material. Oh, you almost got.
By Element, it's called.
Yeah, they use recyclable material.
You're recyclable, too.
I'm not. You want to talk about who recycled you right now?
Yeah, I've been recycled.
Let's not go there.
I've been recycled.
You just got recycled.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I did the recycle. Fuck.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
You get the big
boo.
I do the recycling.
You, oh, excuse me. What you told him earlier? The golden what?
The golden glizzy, they call me.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
He said, yo, I got that golden glizzy. Who says that? Me.
I.
The Chipeta guy. He says that.
¿Tú sabes por qué?
Because he hasn't done it once in the summer. Because it's been in the shot.
You hear this shit?
The majority of the time is it in the mechanic shop.
And somebody don't drive theirs because they don't got no gas.
That's not funny.
It's parked in the front and you don't get to drive
no,
it.
No, I don't drive it because I'm driving my school bus all week.
He don't drive it because he don't got the money for the 90.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
The minute that he hits that pedal to the corner, it's done. The gas is gone.
Why you guys are talking about my car?
She's a beautiful puti puerca. But
jala mucha gasolina.
Yeah. Como a todas las mujeres, le gusta la gasolina.
Le gusta jalar, le gusta que le meten.
Le gusta chupar. Es así que chupa.
Jala, 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 jala.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, sí.
So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's the background music, so we could...
Listen, we're at the 80s in the disco, Studio 54. Uh-oh, Roxy's with the roller skates.
Nah, but hopefully we'll get back on track with this, man. Like,
yeah,
we'll
find we definitely.
So what we do is we'll find things to talk about, shit that's happened going on and we'll get this ball rolling again, crack jokes or whatever, have
right
people
now,
jump on and
what's
shit.
What's going on right now is that they're supposedly opening back up everything, right? Everything, you know. We got some people going crazy. You know, you got some jerk-offs like this dude this morning that they caught in the news that hit the old man, tried to take his money and shit like
that's
that.
That's crazy for fucking cane, bro.
Try to take his cane and some
70,
money.
73-year-old
you know,
man.
That's like a real piece of shit. Like, you know. You know, that like...
80 years old?
It's crazy because people don't have no type of fucking morals these days. You know what I'm saying? You know, back in the days, old folks and people's family was off limits and these dudes have no respect for nothing now.
Nowadays, man. Yeah, man. Like,
it's crazy, like I don't know what this fucking world is coming to, but it's fucked up, yo.
It is, man.
It's fucked up. And when you have shit like that, and then it's posted on TV, and he's smiling and shit. When the cops grab him and shit, like it's okay.
Like somebody should have fucking punched him in the head.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta remember, man. You got parents and grandparents and family members, man. And what goes around fucking comes around, bro. You know You know what I'm saying? It might not even be to his family. Later on in life, when he gets older, they might just punch him in his fucking face.
He is older, that guy, though. But I mean, older is the guy that he did that to.
I mean?
He's like 47 years old, that guy that did that shit to the poor guy.
You know, and people just don't.
Yo, have but no type what's of crazy in New York right now is mad people getting shot up, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
every other day somebody's getting shot or stabbed. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I was watching. It was thing. There was there was this thing around here on the Citizens app.
Aaron Judge got one out, bases loaded, 0-0 count, $20. He strikes out.
There was this thing on a Citizens app that this dude got stabbed up. There was a gang fight in a party or something.
And the dude got stabbed up.
Stabbed up, yes.
Yesterday, 3 people got shot. I think one of them died, something like that. Like, what this the fuck?
This shit's turned into fucking
shit is turning worse than Chicago because Chicago, they would say Chicago
Chirac.
Was bad.
Chirac.
Yeah, and now New York is fucking, it's getting bad like that. Like, damn, like.
It's just, man, you got a lot of fucking.
It's crazy because lately I've been thinking, yo, I think it's time to fucking leave New York, bro.
I ain't leaving New York.
It, bro, I was the other day, I was browsing through Instagram and watching these real estate people, like renting apartment and houses. Bro, everything's more than $2,000 and above in the Bronx, in the shitty ass neighborhoods, man, yeah. Bro. In whack ass neighborhoods, the fucking rent is like $2,800 for a 3-bedroom, bro. $3,000. For a duplex, it's like $3,500. And fucking in the Bronx, I'm like, yo, imagine Brooklyn or Salasaco. Nah, it tailed. Nah, it tailed.
Oh, man.
Now he's gonna throw a slot away. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yo, they had this house, and the house looked beautiful in the inside. Like, everything was modern. They redid the whole house. Yo, in Bedford Park in the Bronx, around where my sister used to live, $989,000 for that house.
I used to live out there.
But the house is here, and the other house next to it was, like, maybe 6 feet away.
I used to live out there.
The house next to it was, like, 5 feet away. No driveway, no parkway, just the house itself. Because it's modern in the inside, and... Yo, $989,000. There were people in the comments saying, yo, why just don't put it for $1 million?
I used to live with it.
Bedford over there where my sister used to live at, it was bad.
I used to live in Briggs, which is right there.
Valentine's and Briggs over there?
My sister used to live in Valentine's and Briggs over there.
Yeah, and over there, parking was bad. There. Like,
it is bad.
Every time used to be 2-3 hours looking for parking at a certain time.
199 in Briggs.
Yeah, bro.
I used to live right by the fire department.
Oh, me? Yeah, I had me a nut job. She was a fucking nut job. I used to call her, yo, I'm going to go to my sister's house. She used to live down the block from my sister. I used to park it. She had a parking spot for me. Yeah.
Because they had a parking lot right there.
No, it was a building that I guess her dad was
the
super. Yeah,
the one in the corner, right? It's right around the corner from...
Across the street from the church, the Catholic school.
Around the corner from the... I used to live right there. That's where I used to live at. That block right there.
Shut up. They had that
building. Has...
Thank you, mommy.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, I told you you're going to strike out, right? He struck out.
I used to live in the building right next to it. Right before you get to the corner over there where the Catholic school is at.
Yeah, when I was dating
that's
her,
199,
she always had a parking spot for me. So
right
I go
the corner from the
chill at my sister's house, I'll park in the parking spot.
Right around the corner. Yeah. He used to sell cracking on that block.
Yeah, it's bad. But to pay, yo, for a house, almost $1 million for a house with no driveway, no parking, no nothing.
And then that neighborhood sucks, bro.
And then the neighborhood sucks.
It was a bad neighborhood because they were selling crack right in front of them buildings and all of that.
Yeah, the houses.
But the houses have to be down the block because there used to be a boarding house there. Before I used to rent a room.
Nah, these niggas is turning on that pitch. Everybody trying to hit a home run.
To 199 and Briggs.
Yeah, but man, like the houses are getting ridiculous here, bro. Look at you see that big brownstone house? That house sold for $850. Wow. $850 that house, bro.
Yeah, but. Look at
that's the closer you are to the city, the more expensive the houses are.
My mom's building, they charge.
That's the one I'm saying. $880, right? The Bronxstone?
Yeah, in my mom's building, they charge $3,500 a month for apartments.
Yeah, that's why they're trying to get your mom's out.
That's a fucking, that's a mortgage, bro.
But you know who they rented to? Doctors, like people, like brokers and stuff like that. That they, this is their getaway and college, apartment. College students, and then when it's time to go home, they'll go up to their house.
Like three college students living in one apartment. Each rooms is like bathrooms.
Wow.
That's how small the rooms are. Bathrooms. And I'm telling you that they all like paying, they pay, they break, they come together and they pay the rent. But that shit is like ridiculous, man. $3,500 for what they sell, for what they renting it.
It's like $1,100 each person.
Imagine all the rooms like a computer room.
Wow. You have no space.
That you could fit like not even a freaking twin bed in there with a dresser and that's it.
Yeah, it's really retarded, bro.
It's got 1.5 baths. The other half bath is like a closet, a little closet, a broom closet. You know what I'm saying?
It's not. It's just. And there are people that are paid too, man. That's the thing. Look, man, I just got a message on the Citizens app. Something must have happened again.
It always does.
Live vehicle crash.
I didn't get it. Well, I didn't get it. I usually get it. I didn't get it.
Yeah, I'm trying to see where this is at. This is at Bystand Surrender to see where car has crashed. Probably, I think a bus?
Burger
King, meal. That's that. Now this. Yo, that case is so Chinese man, though, he can buy back both of their cars. And he ain't with it. Look,
like, he about to charge him $10,000 for that shit. Just keep it a buck. It's it look like two Toyota. Oh, it's two Toyota Camrys and Infiniti.
He's
tight. He knows that's not his car. That's his long car. Look, it's tight. I got 24 views
right now. That's not tight.
Bus driver eating a fucking burger. Fries.
He's like, yo, these niggas is blocking the street. I'm eating a burger. He got the big.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I gotta see this. Let me see what the hell's
going on. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. I don't have it, though.
So, yeah, man. So,
look. We just wanted to. Remember the stabbing I was telling you?
Yeah. Shit's crazy, man. But, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, make a quick little talk shit a little bit of shit. And hopefully next week we'll do another one and keep going. Maybe this weekend on Saturday, we chilling outside. We'll probably just, you know, politic and talk shit. Nah, not that one. It's a different one.
Yeah, so we just wanted to come back and let y'all know that we're back. And, yeah. You know, we missed you and shit. You know.
And, yeah, we'll definitely be coming back soon. We'll try to pull out. We'll try to make as much contact as possible. We just gotta coordinate our timing and shit, but we'll get it there sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah.
So, definitely. If you're listening to this, thank you for staying this long, even though you're talking shit.
Yeah, ain't nothing about nothing.
Yeah. You know. But yeah. So, yeah. We'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, we'll be at a theater near you.
At a theater near you, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to try to keep working on the weekends, like usual. Nah, but yeah, definitely. Talking ish. We're coming back soon, man. We just got to get
working on the weekend, like usual.
Get our timing going.
Way off in the deep end, like usual.
We'll be having it soon,
niggas,
right?
Swear they passed us. They doing too much. Haven't done my taxes. I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts.
Congratulations. You made it this long.